I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The G8 summit is over and the outcome could help aid agencies. Climate change, aid to poor nations, and oil prices highlighted the summit. Christian Reformed World Relief Committee's Andy Reiskamp says they're using funds to help with child survival projects, malaria, and HIV/AIDS programs. He says many of these programs offer Bible study classes along with the physical help.
We give people an opportunity at the community level to either participate in the Bible studies or not to. We have to make some separation at the programmatic level, but we certainly don't hide who we are and what we believe.
Next, while the United States is quickly becoming a more pluralistic nation, Barna research indicates 86% of Americans called the Bible a holy book. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says with the U.S. becoming more multicultural, Christians could reach the world for Christ without having to leave home. He's issuing a call for prayer, especially for American families.
Develop some tools called Praying for Your Family that will help people to pray for those family members. We could have a revival if just the members of our families committed their lives to Christ. We could have an incredible awakening in America.
And believers are full of hope as the Maoist-led government in Nepal is reaching out to them. Christians faced heavy persecution under the former Hindu monarchy. The new Nepali government met with major Christian leaders to ensure religious freedom, promising not to harm believers. Gospel for Asia is reaching out through evangelism, church planting, Bible schools, and radio. Pray that these faithful workers will continue to be bold in their witness. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.